My guitar? Yeah, it was my grandfather's guitar, actually. Yeah, my grandfather, he works for Cabot Creamery. My grandfather's been there for, I think, 44 years now. He's still there. But he used to drive and deliver cheese, like, through New England when he first started. Like, he was early 20s. And he bought it in a music shop in New Hampshire somewhere near Loudoun. And he actually took, like, Cabot till money, like, from when he was delivering the truck and left a deposit for the guy and then came back and got it.
Nice.
But, yeah, it's a 71 D28, yep. Yeah, it was brand new when he got it. Yeah. And then my dad had it, gave it to my dad. It was dropped once. My grandfather's brother was playing it, and he was resting his arms like this. And actually had a cord in it at that time, and it fell and split, like, six ways to Sunday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then my dad gave it to me, and it was pretty busted up. And I gave it to Matt at Burlington Guitar, and he fixed it up. And then most recently, Pete Langdell has been working on it. He set the neck on it, had the neck set. Yeah, it's my pride and joy. Prized possession.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clarence White's guitar, right? Or no? Mm-hmm. He plays Clarence White's guitar, doesn't he? Yeah. Like a 46 or a 48, D28, HD28. Yeah, and Brian Sutton, same thing, right? Brian Sutton had like a storage facility full of guitars. Yep. Gone.
Flooded? No,
Nashville. Nashville got flooded. This was 2 years ago, because he was at the.
So do you tape at Gray Fox?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah, cool. I bet. Were you there last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably bumped into each other. We're always playing there, so we can go there. Yeah, we gotta get your contact info. We need to hang out. All right. So he wants to hear some bluegrass. Let's play some bluegrass. Little Old Log Cabin in the Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is on that CD we gave you.